At this time, I'll recognize President Emeritus Baker, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, colleagues. Tonight is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Wednesday, September the 19th. We are actually meeting on Wednesday due to the Rosh Hashanah holiday, which was this earlier this week. I hope everyone enjoyed their holiday. I just want to make a couple of announcements that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. And at the end of our meeting, we are going to have a small meet and greet reception with our new library director, Phil McNulty, who is here. So we'll be able to say hello to Phil and welcome him to the city. And we'll do that right after our second call item that we have. At this time, I will begin our first call of reports, and I'm going to recognize the chairman of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Hesmahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report of the Land Use Committee begins on page 188 of the reports docket for this evening. The first item is 211-12, Robert and Patricia Wellborn, petition for special permit site plan approval to construct retaining walls greater than 4 feet in height within the required setbacks to provide access to a basement garage for new single-family dwelling at 24 Wild Road, Ward 5 in Waubon, on land known as SBL 5519-5, containing approximately 8,446 square feet of land in District Zone Single Residence 2. That was withdrawn without prejudice, and the committee approved the withdrawal by a vote of 6-0. We had a number of other public hearings that night. In fact, we just finished just before this meeting. We started last Tuesday. No, I'm kidding. But we were here until about 1 o'clock in the following morning. We did end up continuing two of the hearings, which I need to let you know about tonight. First is 208-12, Braeburn Country Club. The hearing on that has been continued to October 2, 2012, in order to allow the petitioner to re-advertise and provide notice to make sure that there are no defects in the sufficiency of the notice. And on page 190 of the report's docket, we have petition number 212-12, Michael Sokolowski, trustee of 1081 Washington Street Realty Trust, seeking a special permit. I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but it's for 1081 Washington Street, Ward 3 West Newton, on land known as SBL 3196. The hearing on that has been continued to October 23rd. So just to let people at home know that, and also my colleagues and anyone else is here this evening. That is the report of the Land Use Committee this evening. However, I would ask at this time to be heard, to be recognized rather, to assign public hearings.
Please go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. The public hearings to be assigned are on page 195 of tonight's docket. Public hearings to be assigned for October 9, 2012, petition number 271-12, David Autor and Marika Tatsutani, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure to construct a rear addition to expand the kitchen and add a mudroom, which will increase the floor area ratio from 0.71 to 0.73, where 0.48 is allowed by right, at 54 Oxford Road, Ward 6 West, Newton Center, on land known as SBL 62418, containing approximately 7,681 square feet of land in a district zone single residence 3. Next, petition number 149-03, parens 4, Bertucci's Corporation, the Nolan Brothers, petition to amend special permit site plan approval number 149-03, granted on June 2, 2003, to allow a restaurant use, 120 seats, in a mixed-use one district, and to waive the 25 required parking stalls associated with such use at 300 Needham Street, Ward 8, on land known as SBL 8330. 3011, containing 205,211 square feet of land. Continuing on to the next page, 196. This is a long one. Petition number 272-12, PH Normandy Owner LLC, petition for a special permit site plan approval for several improvements to be completed over two phases. The first phase requires a special permit to 1. Amend the current site plan by adding a pool deck awning, reconfiguring the delivery and trash pickup area at the front of the hotel, reconfiguring the existing parking areas, reflecting existing and proposed signage, and reflecting existing wireless communications equipment. 2. Extend a non-conforming structure by adding a pool deck awning. 3. Obtain waivers for number of parking stalls and parking facility design standards, including stall width, stall depth, handicap stall depth, maneuvering space for end stalls, maneuvering space for aisles, maximum width for entry, entrance, and exit driveways, landscape screening, interior landscaping, surfacing and curbing, 1-foot candle lighting, number of bicycle parking spaces, and design of loading facilities, and 4. Authorize existing and proposed signage. The second phase anticipates that a portion of the applicant's lot will be conveyed or taken to provide rear access slash egress to the proposed Riverside development. This taking or conveyance would require special permit relief to 6. Authorize an FAR greater than 1.0. 7. Extend the existing non-conforming lot coverage. 8. Obtain relief for an existing non-conforming building, i.e. height, number of stories, and loading facility, as the building may be affected by a reduction in lot area. And 9. Obtain a waiver for a number of required parking stalls, all on land known as Section 42, Block 11, Lot 4, containing approximately 116,650 square feet of land in a Business 5 zoned district. And petition number 272-12, parens 2, associated with that, BH Normandy Owner LLC, petition for a change of zone to mixed-use 3 transit-oriented district for a portion of land located at 399 Grove Street, also identified as Section 42, Block 11, Lot 4, currently zoned Business 5. The English translation is that there's a modification of the special permit for the Hotel Inigo, so if anybody's interested in that, that's what this is all about. Finally, almost finally, public hearings to be assigned for October 16, 2012. Petition number 258-12, BH Normandy Riverside LLC, Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, petition for a change of zone to mixed-use 3 transit-oriented district for a portion of land located at 327 Grove Street, also identified as Section 42, Block 11, Lot 3A, currently zoned public use. And finally, petition number 258-12, parens 2, BH Normandy Riverside LLC, Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, petition for a special permit site plan approval to construct a mixed-use transit-oriented development, including an office building of approximately 225,000 square feet, a residential building containing 290 apartments with 5,000 square feet of retail space, a 3-story building containing approximately 15,000 square feet of retail space and approximately 8,000 square feet of community space, and related site improvements to permit office use on the ground floor, medical office use, retail and personal establishments of more than 5,000 square feet, eating and drinking establishments of more than 5,000 square feet, retail banking and financial services and health club establishments on the ground floor, and reduced minimum setbacks of side setback of office building and front setback of a retail community building, parking facility design standards, including stall width, stall depth, maneuvering space for end stalls, minimum width for entrance and exit driveways, tandem stalls, a number of required off-street loading facilities and design standards of same, landscape screening requirements, surfacing and curbing requirements, and 1-foot candle lighting on land known as SVL 42113A, containing approximately 9.4 acres of land in a proposed mixed-use 3 transit-oriented zone district. The translation for that is this is the station at Riverside Development. That is the special permit application and zone map change petitions. And with that, I want to thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A very thorough report. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee. The report will be given by Vice Chair Alderman Danberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have one item to report out tonight, docket item number 79-12, Community Preservation Committee recommending the appropriation of $938,063 to the Planning and Development Department for the creation of 7 units of affordable rental housing at 12 and 18 to 20 Curve Street in West Newton, as described in the proposal submitted by Myrtle Village LLC. On this item, Zoning and Planning voted no action necessary, 5 in favor, none opposed, on August 16, 2012. And this concludes the report.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. That docket item was on page 194, for those of you following. Okay, next we have the Programs and Services Committee. The report will be given by Vice Chair Alderman Linsky.
Thank you, Mr. President. To make up for the time for the initial delay, I will tell you that Programs and Services has no report this evening.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chairman. Next, we have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Alderman Salvucci.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 192, 241-12, National Grid petitioning for a grant allocation to install and maintain 450 feet of 4-inch gas main in Marcellus Road from the existing 4-inch gas main at 40 Marcellus Road to Boulder Road for a new gas service to 36 Boulder Road, Ward 8, approved 8-0. 242-12, Comcast petitioning for a grant allocation to install 240 feet of 3-inch conduit in Newtonville Avenue from pole 35/12 at the intersection of Bowers Street and Newtonville Avenue in a westerly direction to 458-462 Newtonville Avenue, Ward 2, approved 7-0. 243-12, Comcast petition for a grant location to install conduit and vaults in Wells Avenue as follows. A, 1,666 feet of conduit from 7595 Wells Avenue to 177 Wells Avenue. B, 9 2-feet by 3-feet vaults in Wells Avenue at the following location, 75-95 Wells Avenue, 100 Wells Avenue, 120 Wells Avenue, 125 Wells Avenue, 145 Wells Avenue, 154 Wells Avenue, 160 Wells Avenue, 177 Wells Avenue, and 180 Wells Avenue, Ward 8, approved 8-0. 197-12 is on the mayor requesting the Board of Aldermen authorize a long-term lease with the solar photovoltaic firm Ameresco Solar Incorporated to allow for the installation of solar panels on rooftops of 5 public schools: Newton North High School, Brown Middle School, Memorial Spaulding Elementary School, Countryside Elementary School, and Bowen Elementary School. Approved 701. 255-12 is on the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $2,700,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding the design and construction of 9,500 linear feet of hydraulically deficient water main pipe in Washington Street from Church Street to Chestnut Street. Approved 701. That's the report. I'd like to be recognized to assign public hearings.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
The public hearings were for October 3rd, 2012, 275-12, National Grid petitioning for a grant allocation to install and maintain 230 feet of 6-inch gas main in Elmwood Street from the existing 3-inch gas main at Elridge Street westerly to Baldwin Street, and 255 of 6-inch gas main in Baldwin Street from the proposed 6-inch gas main in Elmwood Street, suddenly to 19 Baldwin Street, Ward 1. 276-12, National Grid petition for a grant allocation to install and maintain 90 feet of 6-inch gas main in Columbine Road from the existing 6-inch gas main at 57 Columbine Road to 45 Columbine Road, Ward 8. 270-12 National Grid petitioning for grant the location to install and maintain 62 feet of 6-inch gas main in Dedham Street from the existing 6-inch gas main at 127 Dedham Street to 135 Dedham Street, Ward 5. 277-12 National Grid petitioning for a grant the location to install and maintain 90 feet of 4-inch gas main in Neal Street from the existing 4-inch gas main at Baker Place, Wesley, to 19 Neal Street, Ward 4, and that's the report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Next, I'm going to recognize the Chairman of Public Safety and Transportation, Alderman Ciccone. I apologize for skipping you. I was working off the report, so my apologies.
No apology necessary, Mr. President. Thank you. There is no report from the Public Safety and Transportation Committee this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Finance Committee chaired by Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. The finance report begins on page 193. The first item I want to report out tonight is docket item 250-12. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $11,760 from current year budget reserve to clerk of the board full-time salaries for the purpose of funding an adjustment to the salary of the city clerk, clerk of the board. This item was approved 8-0. Docket item 255-12 is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $2,700,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding the design and construction of 9,500 linear feet of hydraulically deficient water main pipe in Washington Street from Church Street to Chestnut Street. This item was approved by a vote of 8-0. 251-12 is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to increase the authorized number of full-time equivalent positions in the Planning and Development Department by 0.2 FTEs and to transfer the sum of $15,000 from current year budget reserve to planning part-time salaries for the purpose of funding these additional hours for part-time staffing to assist in the completion of the recreation and open space plan. This was approved by a vote of 8-0. 252-12 is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $30,000 from current year budget reserve to planning part-time salaries for the purpose of funding additional hours for staffing to assist in the completion of work required on a variety of active projects. This item was approved by a vote of 8-0. 253-12 is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to increase the authorized number of full-time equivalent positions in the Inspectional Services Department by 0.5 FTEs and to transfer the sum of $25,000 from the current year budget reserve to Inspectional Services Administrative Part-Time Salaries for the purpose of funding a part-time ADA Section 504 Accessibility Coordinator position for the remainder of the fiscal year. This was approved by a vote of 8-0. His Honor the Mayor, this item was held. His Honor the Mayor requesting an amendment to the FADA Middle School Construction Project. This was held by a vote of 8-0. That's at the page, the top of page 194. 79-12, Community Preservation Committee recommending the appropriation of $938,063 for the project at 12 and 18-20 Curve Street. This was voted no action necessary by a vote of 8-0. 197-12 is Honor the Mayor requesting the Board of Aldermen authorize a long-term lease with Ameresco Solar Inc. to allow for the installation of solar panels on rooftops of 5 public schools. This item was approved by a vote of 4 in favor with 3 abstentions. At this time, I would like to ask for a suspension of the rules for 3 different items. The first item would be to accept the late file docket item. The second item is for the purpose of polling the committee for the purposes of returning an item back to finance. And the last reason for a suspension of the rules would be to give a brief report and a vote on an item that we discussed earlier tonight for which there is no written report.
The chairman has requested a suspension of the rules for all the reasons that he had just laid out for the board. Is there a second? All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The rules have been suspended. Go ahead, Alderman Gentile.
On the new docket on page 198, docket item 56-07, parens 5, His Honor the Mayor requesting that Board Order 56-07, parens 2, be amended by reducing the amount to be used from borrowing by $53,446 and appropriating the $53,446 from the Capital Stabilization Fund for the purpose of closing out the project. The second item is located at the top of page 193. It is docket item. Well, first of all, should we ask for a vote on that first item, Mr. President? Accepting the late file?
That doesn't need a vote. Right. It's just going to be accepted to the referral docket.
Okay. The second item is a request to poll the committee on, back to page 193, docket item 103-12, parens 2, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $75,000 from Forestry Services full-time salaries to Forestry Services, Forestry Tree Services. I would like to poll the committee in order to get an approval to recommend that this be returned to finance. The reason for it is since the finance meeting, the Recreation Department believes that they have found two qualified candidates that they hope to get started as permanent employees, which means that they will then come back to us and be able to reduce the requested amount, which we plan on taking up this coming Monday evening. So for those purposes, I would like to ask to poll the committee to hold the item to return it back to finance. All those in favor in finance? 8 in favor. Okay. And then the last item can be found on page 194. It is docket item 56-07, parens 4, His Honor the Mayor, requesting an amendment to the Newton North High School new construction project appropriation schedule included in the board order 56-07 parens 2 to reflect the final cost of the budget. There was a meeting held this evening to take this item up. It was explained in committee that the reason that we'd like to take this item up tonight and move it to the full board is the sooner that we can close out the project, then the sooner we can make an loan payment on the last part of this project on a loan that we receive from the state, and hopefully that will result in reduced interest costs to the city, which is why we would like to move this along. All of this information, I want to make sure that everybody is aware, was in your packet on Friday so that you would have an opportunity to review it. The bottom line is that the original board order that was passed set the project cost for Newton North High School at $197,526,261.39. This amended board order shows a savings of or reduction in the board order of $6,028.69. And so the final cost of the project as a result of this amended board order would be $191,526,232.70. There is approximately $90,000 that is included in this line item that has been set aside for four items that need to be completed, relatively minor items, but still some work that needs to be done. One of particular importance is for some netting around the baseball field at the corner of Hull and Lowell Avenue, some high netting to help to protect the residents' homes at that area. There's a green engineering classroom to be built, and there's some various landscaping to be completed. That is included and set aside in that bottom line number. So having said that, that item was approved in committee earlier this evening by a vote of 8-0, and I would like to move the report.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just so everyone's clear, we have accepted a late file docket item. The chairman pulled his committee on the forestry item to have that item as held in committee, and then he reported out that item, the latest item, which is the Newton North board order, was approved 8-0 and will be part of first call. Okay? Is there anything else before the board on first call? Alderman Yates.
Yes, a small correction, Mr. President. Item 255.12, the water replacement says that we're going to spend money to design and build 9,000 square feet or feet of hydrologically deficient pipe. I assume we really don't want to build deficient pipe. So I would move the suspension of the rules to strike those words from that item.
Again, the item was drawn up by the engineering department, Alderman Yates.
I
read it differently, but if we want to get into a discussion on the floor of the board about it, that was what was the hydraulically deficient water main pipe was discussed in committee, so I would hate to change the language on the floor of the board.
Second call. It doesn't read, I understand the purpose, but it doesn't say that.
Okay, I'll have you take it up with the chairman at recess.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, I want to be there for that discussion. All right, is there any other business on first call this evening? If not, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on the reports docket and the referral of the new items on the referral docket.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson. Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo. Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo. Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 22 yeas with 2 absent on all items except item 242-12, where the vote is 21 yeas, 2 absent, and 1 excused.
All items on first call carry. I'll ask that the board be in a brief 2-minute recess. I'll convene with Alderman Yates and Alderman Salvucci, and we'll be back right after that. Okay, I'd ask my colleagues to please take their seats. We have 2 items on second call that hopefully we can dispose of very quickly. I'm going to take them up a little bit out of order. The first item I'm going to take up on second call is item number 255-12 on page 193. This item was, I don't know if I want to recognize both of the chairs, Alderman Gentile and Alderman Salvucci. This is item 255-12. Did you want me to just report it out, just explain what we're going to do? We're just going to amend some language. Are you okay with that, Alderman Salvucci? Okay. Item 255-12, Alderman Yates brought up a good point regarding this docket item on page 193, which reads, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $2,700,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding the design, it reads, and construction of 9,500 linear feet of hydraulically deficient water main pipe in Washington Street from Church Street to Chestnut Street. After we convened at the break, there was a suggestion made to change the word construction to reconstruction. So I'm hoping everyone is okay with that. Could I ask, is the maker of the motion for second call okay with that? Okay, perfect. So why don't we try that minor substitution on a voice vote, and then we'll take a vote on the item. Is that okay, Mr. Clerk? I'll move the substitution of reconstruction for construction. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Now the item 255-12 is before us. Is there anyone that would like to speak on the item? Seeing none, we'll try that on a voice vote. All those in favor will say aye. Sorry, it's an appropriation I've been asked to call. The clerk will call the roll on item two. Right. So I'm going to ask that we. I'm just going to ask that we call the roll on item 255-12. Okay. And all set, Mr. Clerk.
Yes. Alderman Albright. Alderman Baker. Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Wright.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo. Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 22 yeas with 2 absents.
Okay, 22-02, the item carries. Thank you, Alderman Yates, for catching that. Appreciate it. The next item we have on second call is a motion to reconsider. This is item number 150-09, parens 3. The item was voted out in the Zoning and Planning Committee on August the 16th, a vote of no action necessary, 5-0. I want to recognize Alderman Alderman Linsky, who made the motion to reconsider.
Thank you, Mr. President. I did make the motion to reconsider. However, in subsequent discussions, I will now withdraw that motion. I'm told that we need to bring that to a vote, so I guess I will move a vote on that matter, perhaps by voice vote, to that effect.
Okay. The motion has been made to withdraw the reconsideration. After conferring with the clerk, it is my understanding that per our board rules, we still have to act on the motion to reconsider. And seeing that the maker of the motion is withdrawing that, I would hope that the vote would be no on reconsideration. So could we try this on a voice vote? All those in favor of reconsideration will say aye. That's okay. We can have one aye. That's a opposed? Okay, I'm going to say the noes have it, Alderman Salvucci. Okay? So the motion to reconsideration does not carry. Seeing no other business, before we adjourn, I want to recognize Alderman Yates. I wanted to make an announcement on something.
Yes, I'd just like to invite any viewers as well as members of the board to attend Upper Falls Heritage Day at the Emerson Playground in Upper Falls, obviously, this coming Sunday, the 23rd, from 3 to 6 p.m. It's being sponsored by the new Upper Falls Neighborhood Area Council, so ably assisted by Alderman Rice and by the Upper Falls Community Development Corporation. So it's a traditional village day and a good time where we'll be had by all. That's 3 to 6 on
Sunday.
3 to 6 on Sunday. Thank you, Alderman Yates. Is there any other business before the board this evening? Again, we're going to adjourn and into room 202. We have some refreshments, and we'll get a chance to say hello to Phil McNulty. At this time, I'll recognize President Emeritus Baker.
Mr. President, I move we adjourn.
Okay, motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 8:27 p.m.